Jimmy, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, guys. I guess I'll start off by saying, obviously, thank you to you guys for being respectful during my time over this offseason throughout the last couple months. I know it's been a while since I've been here in front of you guys, but I do want to say I appreciate that. Secondly, to this organization, to everyone here, Coach Pett, all the way to the top, Mr. Haslam, Ray Farmer, Flip, Kev, everybody who came to see me throughout my time that I was away. It means a lot to me. It really helped me out through a difficult time. Moving forward, my focus is on football. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I love to do. And, that's what I'm here to talk about today, guys. So, my private life and what goes on, that's documented about how I think enough. So for me today, I'm sitting here and eager to talk about the 2015 Cleveland Browns, what we have this year and what we have in this locker room moving forward. Really the goals and what we want to do, this season. That's really my focus. Everything else, I'm trying to really close a chapter on my life and move forward and really continue to build on the things that, I've done throughout this offseason. So with that, just open it up to you guys. I think right now it's early. I think we're in a stage, as a team, as an offense, where we have a new coaching staff coming in and, we're eager to get these plays, get familiar with everything, get comfortable, and really come out of this OTA session with a good base under us to where we can move it into training camp and then toy with some things here and there. And for me, really just continue to progress. It's obviously new, another offensive coordinator, but, that's part of the game and that's part of how, this league is. Come in and come out, and with that you just have to adapt and try and get better. I definitely missed it. This is a game that I do truly love. I know from the second that I got back and got back around these guys and the way that they treated me in this locker room from the day I got back, I really can't even put it into words how special that was for me. Just coming back in and just being accepted as anyone else. Like, nothing else had happened, and it was just good to get back in and work through this offseason and just work through these OTAs and just get a chance to bond with these guys even more. It's a lot better coming in as a second year and being around these guys for a full season compared to coming in fresh like it was last year. I think I just need to continue to do the right thing, continuing to do my best out here, putting in extra time, and really just trying to learn to the utmost degree that I can. I think that's the process of where I'm still at. I'm still learning. It's a big jump for me coming from what I did in the college until now. There's no denying that. And for me, really, just continuing to develop is what I want to do. I think that's a question you have to ask my teammates. I was in here every day. I think a lot of it off the field, I was a little bit of a distraction. I feel bad about that today. I feel bad about that throughout, the last months of my life, really thinking back and seeing how much of my life outside of this field and outside of this locker room was documented. And it's not fair for Joe Hayden to be having to answer questions about me every day. It's not fair for Joe Thomas and all these guys to just continue to have questions asked about me. I don't think that's fair at all, and I don't want that on them. And that's part of the reason why I'm sitting up here today, is finally to get me out here and get me answering these questions, because I don't think it's fair for them. I think they, while they're my teammates, I think there's other questions about other stuff that they could be answering. I probably felt it a little more towards after the season. Obviously that was, last year was in my mind, for me personally, a disaster. I didn't come out and perform. That's what it comes down to. Regardless of everything else, come out and what matters on this field is what really matters. But, I think there is a fine line of some people who, have a lot of hope in me and a lot of faith and who are truly fans, and a lot of people that, think because of the way that, I think it's even my fault, the way that I've built myself up. I set myself up for a little bit of failure in that regard if I didn't come out as a rookie and really perform. So, I think there is a very fine line between those two groups of people for sure. I think I've done a good job throughout this offseason of really trying to get back to my roots and who I really am as a person. I moved out of, obviously, as you guys know, I moved. I got back to doing some things that I grew up doing that I really enjoy, that are quiet, that are, occupy my time in a better way other than traveling or anything else of that sort. So I'm here in Cleveland. Obviously, I've kind of made this my home. So moving forward, just doing things that I really, really, truly love to do. I think, like I said earlier today, I'm trying to keep a lot of my private personal life exactly that, and it's personal. So, I have made steps to ensure a better chance of success for me moving forward. So I will leave it at that. But everything moving forward, my private life has been out there to a maximum degree. There's no doubt about that. So for me, one thing that I want to do moving forward in this offseason is just try and quiet that to the best of my ability, whatever I can do to help quiet the noise that has surrounded this team and surrounded myself, I don't want that anymore. I just want to be another player on this team that is in here trying to get better and just, you know, trying to be successful. We want to win here. You know, another guy is just trying to contribute to this team and do whatever I can.
Will the money sign still be part of Johnny Mitchell?
The money sign will not be back. Will
How
not
well
be
are you
making
playing
a,
out there? How well are you playing?
I think it's like I said, it's a process. You know, I'm doing some good things and doing some bad things. I think that's part of the OTA season. Some days you come out, you really feel like you have it down. Next day, defense will come out and throw a little bit of wrinkles at you, and you have to go back to the film and evaluate. And I think I'm just, I mean, last year, you know, last year is last year for me. It was what it was, and it was not very good. So for me, I'm trying to close that chapter and just build on what I've done so far this year and just move forward and really just try and close that chapter in my life. Not one that I'm very proud of, not one that I want to look back on very much and dwell back on, that's for sure. Now, I think it's actions. I think it's been with actions speak way louder than words. So, you know, as much as I may have intended to do some of those things last year and really truly wanted to, I don't feel like I was in a position personally. And, you know, now I think I'm doing the right things and taking the right steps necessary for me to put myself in the best position possible to be exactly what this organization drafted me to be. You know, I don't want to give up on that fact at all. You know, I'm not giving up on the fact that they brought me in here as a first-round pick and want to see something out of me. You know, it's not lost on me and hopefully not other people in this locker room either. Yeah, I think Josh is just, you know, I'll speak on Josh. I think he's been awesome since the day I've walked in. He's a Texas guy. He's from right down the road from where I was born and raised. So we have a little bit of a connection there. And then I remember when I went on my visit to Tampa last year and meeting with some of Coach Lovey and all those guys there, he was extremely nice and sat there and talked to him for probably 10 and 15 minutes during that visit. And then to have him come in, you know, I felt a Texas guy, East Texas guy. You know, we were really similar in a lot of ways, and he's been really cool, and we've been able to talk about a lot of things about back home. He's been able to help me, you know, obviously being a veteran, with coverages, with protections. You know, he's been through this quite a few times, new offense, new system, da-da-da-da-da, and I think he's really – you know, he's really helped me a lot and been, like, as you've seen out there. And I think he's been great for not only me, but for Thad being in there as well, and as well as Connor, too. Yeah, I think I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, it's really not up to me. It's really up to what Coach Pettine says and what this organization, the guys above me, have to say. But all I'm trying to do is come out right now, do what I can to make Coach Flip, Coach O'Connell, not turn the ball over and try and, you know, do what they want this quarterback position here. To do. Let's not turn the ball over, be smart with the football, and go through our progression. So, you know, I think obviously that's Coach Pettine's decision, but for now I'm just doing all that I could do. And that's a progress for me to just try and get better. Sure. And I think it just overtook who I was just as a person, too. I think, you know, at times, you know, Johnny Football probably took over me a little bit, too. And I bought into that. I mean, like I said, you know, I think I didn't do my best to hush things down, push down the hype. You know, I think at times I welcomed it with immaturity and just accepted that a little bit, and that's my fault. At the end of the day, everything that happened last year is not on anybody else but myself. You know, I guess I wasn't, you know, prepared to handle the type of spotlight that I got and all the hype that came with it. So, you know, moving forward, I'm trying to do my part to just push that down, suffocate that a little bit, and just try and live my life and come out here and, you know, I'm happy being back out here on the football field. I'm happy being back out here with these guys. And I'm excited to come to work every day. Yeah, we're adding our protections in a little bit this year, so now it's a little bit of another layer for me to come in and try to learn. But, you know, I feel like right now I'm throwing the ball probably better than I have been, especially through the early part of OTAs. I really felt like it was coming out of my hand better than it was last year, and I felt like I had a little bit more juice on it. So, you know, just coming from that, it's just the process of, you know, now I'm not as focused on, okay, spitting the plays out, knowing where everybody's going to be. Because of the lengthiness of it last year and because of already being through it a year, it's easier now. Now I'm focusing more on, okay, where is this safety going? What is this doing? And being able to focus more on what the defense is doing to us, where last year, you know, I was still a little bit enamored with everything that we were doing and not being able to focus on the defensive side of the ball. So just continuing to take the progression of just being a quarterback in this league and everything that goes with it to another level and just continuing to learn to where things come second nature, I think that is I think that's the biggest step for me. Johnny, right now is everything, trying to get everything to come second nature. Yeah, I mean, I think I've tried to be in here, you know, on the days that we have off, and trying to be in this building as much as possible. I mean, if there's something that irritates me, itches at me, kind of leaves me a little sour after practice, stay in here and figure it out to where that doesn't happen again. And really, that's the biggest thing, not making the same mistake twice from a different look or just trying to get thrown off. We're trying to be a step ahead. And for me, the more time I put in here watching film, the more time I sit in there with Josh. And that's a big thing that we did. I mean, through OTAs, you know, after practice, everybody else would be out of here. Me and Josh would sit in here for some extra hours, even to the afternoon, still being able to go on the golf course even later in the day. So being able to stay in here as long as possible and still get out of here and get some time to relax is really the balance. But, you know, this position is extremely demanding. And I think for me now, even if I feel I may be doing enough, I need to continue to try and do more. And the more time that I spend in this building, the better. I don't think so at all. I think that chapter in my life is behind me at least. So I'm moving forward. You know, I'm sitting here today, like I said, happy, looking forward to the future, and just really excited for the season to get into training camp, to get into preseason games, and get to play against, you know, other defenses again.
In your mind, you don't wrap, guys.
Appreciate it, guys.